Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite you to join Dr. Troy Hinkle live in the community space on the app for First Tuesdays with Troy as we explore Mary's role in the mission of Jesus. Dr. Troy will provide additional teaching and answer your questions live. Just turn on your notifications or log into the app at 6 p.m. Central, today, Tuesday, to join Troy live. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. In our last meditation, we learned that St. Maximilian Kolbe taught that we encounter the Holy Spirit in Mary and through Mary. He called her the Immaculate Conception, not simply as a title of honor, but to reveal her identity. The Holy Spirit is the uncreated Immaculate Conception. Mary is the created Immaculate Conception. And their union is so perfect that the Spirit acts only through her. That's why Kolbe said Mary is almost the incarnation of the Spirit. When we belong to her, we live under the influence of the Spirit. So the first step in becoming docile to the Spirit is to belong entirely to Mary, to consecrate or entrust oneself completely to her, just as Jesus did for 30 hidden years. So, if we want to hear the voice of the Spirit, we must enter Mary's school, the Rosary, meditation, and personal friendship with her. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Jesus said, "When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret." If we want to hear the Holy Spirit, we must enter silence. Daily meditation, especially in Mary's presence, is where we begin to recognize the Spirit's voice. St. John tells us, "The good shepherd calls his sheep by name, and they know his voice." But how can we know that voice if we never sit still and listen? That's why the habit of daily meditation is essential in this quiet time, especially when done while praying the rosary. We let Mary teach us to recognize the Spirit's movements. She helps us notice what Jesus is asking and leads us to a simple daily resolution. In Mary's company, we begin to say yes to the small things, and that's where docility begins. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. The Spirit speaks in peace, but how often do we lose that peace? Through frustration, noise, stupid arguments, inner turmoil. If we are agitated, we will not hear the Spirit's gentle prompting. That's why St. Paul says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." Mary is the model of interior peace. From Bethlehem to Calvary, she kept her heart anchored in God. Her peace was not a mere feeling. It was rooted in humility, trust, and surrender. With Mary beside us, we can learn this kind of peace too. When trials come, instead of reacting with fear or anger, we can respond from the Spirit by pausing, breathing, and staying close to Mary. Practicing peace in difficult moments creates the best conditions for the Holy Spirit to guide us. Without peace, there is confusion. With peace, there is clarity. And if we stay close to Mary, we will always have the peace of the Spirit. That was the great strength of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Gratitude draws grace. St. Therese told her sister, "If we thank God for one grace, he will give us 10 more, and if we thank him again, he will multiply them beyond measure." Mary lived this truth. When Elizabeth greeted her with the words, "Blessed are you among women," Mary responded without hesitation, "My soul magnifies the Lord." She immediately turned the praise toward God. In the school of Mary, we learn to thank God not just when we feel good, but always. Gratitude changes our interior atmosphere. It clears away discouragement, anxiety, and spiritual fog. And thanksgiving is faith in action, and faith opens the door to the Spirit. If you want to be more docile to the Holy Spirit, thank the Spirit constantly. Be grateful for every little inspiration, every whisper of light. And if you don't feel grateful, ask Mary to thank God on your behalf. She always sees the goodness of God and all the good that God is doing, even when we can't. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. You don't need to be a theologian to be docile to the Holy Spirit. You need to be little. You need to be Mary's little child. Start simply. Talk to her every day. Tell her what's on your heart. Ask her what Jesus wants from you today. Then wait in quiet and pay attention to what stirs in you. Maybe it's a small desire to help someone, a nudge to apologize, a reminder to pray, a moment of clarity about something you've been avoiding. And when you take even one step in response, Mary rejoices. Like a good mother watching her child take their first steps, she smiles, and she's ready to catch you if you stumble. In that moment, you're already walking by the Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, during this meditation, I was thinking about how Our Lady wants to guide me at every moment. But let's say I'm writing one of these meditations. And she's kind. She doesn't want to interrupt me. And then I get a moment break. And what do I do? What am I tempted to do? Grab my phone, check the news, check email, check something. Instead of, why not turn to Our Lady? Why not turn to the Holy Spirit? We have all these spare moments. We have these moments through the day. How do we use those spare moments, those transition moments, where we could really take advantage of them and allow ourselves to, because the Holy Spirit and Our Lady want to guide us at every second. So that, remember a few meditations ago where Faustina said, really, holiness is easy. It's just being led by the Spirit. But we miss all the moments.
And I think looking at the lives of the saints, it's really hard to be like, but how do you spend every moment in prayer? And yet, we see that and we're like, man, it would be really nice if we could actually remember this all the time. And that's all it is.
Really, to pray without ceasing means to just be have an awareness of the presence
of the person. Which means constantly being grateful, constantly being humbling yourself and asking for graces.
It's just living this meditation.
It doesn't mean your only thought is Hail Mary, full of grace, right, over and over and over again.
Right.
That would be an obsessive compulsion. But to live and think and use your all of your faculties for the good of God. I think, you know what I think a good thing to do would be? And granted, we tend to start ignoring these sort of reminders pretty quickly, but to have on your phone as your screensaver a very, very short prayer that just says something along the lines of, like, Holy Spirit, I trust you, do all things through me, something along those lines. And then when you pull open your phone and you want to scroll, yeah, just stop and look at it and say it and put your phone down.
I really like the little prayer, come Holy Spirit, come through Mary.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit and Mary are present always. It's just developing the habit of living in their presence, like living with a partner. You know, we're moving quickly to this point where everyone has an AI assistant, but we have the greatest assistant already.
And you don't have to pay for premium.
Yeah. But we haven't developed the habit.
Mm-hmm. If we just spent more time asking for the Spirit's help and thanking the Spirit for the graces we've already received.
Yeah. And I'm gonna push you a little bit, or I'm going to just emphasize a point that I really believe this is true, that we're relational. We relate to persons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to think of the Father as a Father. It's easy to think of Jesus. It's hard to relate to a bird.
Maybe I do relate to a bird.
Or to relate to fire or water.
I definitely relate to fire, but I see what you mean.
Yeah. The Spirit is manifest in and through Mary, so that we can take up a personal relationship with Mary and experience the Spirit.
Which you've said a million times to me, but for some reason in this meditation it made so much more sense, and it was just so simple that we are all made in the image of God, and yet we're finite. So it implies that we're not all the complete image of God. Mary perfectly reflects the Holy Spirit because she was made in the image of the Spirit. God literally said that's what we are.
Yeah.
Made in his image. And why would we need that? Because God is both mysterious but also needs to be known.
Exactly.
So he remains mysterious in the Spirit but lets us know exactly what he is like.
Yes.
In Mary.
Yeah. That's right.
Just as we're all called to do.
Yeah.
We're all called to image Christ to others, image God to others. We have the saints to look at and say, this is what it's like to be like God, to be truly as like him as possible, and that's Mary.
And I love walking through or driving through these neighborhoods, because there's statues of Mary everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a reminder that I'm always with the Spirit.
Yep.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.